We want to look now at delivery. You've studied, you have your material, you've got a good outline, you've got illustrations, application, you've got some practical helps, but now we have to deliver the message. So that's what we'll talk about in our next few sessions. It was Erasmus who long ago wrote these words. If elephants can be trained to dance, lions to play, and leopards to hunt, surely preachers can be taught to preach. And then Cradock said these words, concert pianists continue to run the scales. Tennis professionals who have already won Wimbledon still take lessons. Can anyone think of a reason why a preacher should not work regularly at his skill? Well, those are very good words. We should work regularly at our skill. In fact, all of life, you may be a teacher for 20, 30, 40 years, you can improve. I wouldn't do this series if I didn't think people can improve. And sometimes we fall into really bad habits and we don't even know it. We need someone to alert us to this. So we're going to look now at the delivery of a message and the different aspects of it. First, we're going to begin with time and material. This is where many teachers and preachers fail. They do not control their material and they do not control the time. They let it get out of control. Let me illustrate this by our 6 points that we gave in our introductory lecture on building the structure. Let's put it on the screen now and look at this. You'll notice lesson one, always be creative in your prayer life. Lesson two, always be in the spirit of prayer. Now that first point, there are 6 points. That first point, you could spend the whole sermon there. And here's the problem. We look at that point, it's got so many wonderful aspects to it, and you want to emphasize something, but you spend 20 minutes on that point. You've got 5 more points to go, and that's not your main point. Your main point is point 5. Always be praying for others. So if you spend 20 minutes on the first point, then you're going to be like a lot of preachers who say, oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I can't finish the sermon. Or you'll get to your firepower, the heart of your sermon, and you're done. Your time's done. Then, of course, you can always run way over time and make everyone angry at you. Or you can just say a few words about your main core point. Here's a very important thing to remember. You have to control this material and control the time. That is your job. It's not the listener's job. Be careful of an illustration going on and on and on, or your introduction going way too long. Now, here's something you need to realize. When you are publicly speaking, there's a lot of adrenaline running into your body. Consequently, you will register time. See, I got to watch time too. I have people watching over me. I won't tell you who they are. They're very dangerous people. But I have to watch my time. They tell me, watch your time. When you're speaking, you've got all this adrenaline running into your body. You register time differently. It seems to go so fast. Now the poor audience, they're out there going, oh, it's eternity. He's going on and on. Please spare us. So I want to remind you, you will register time differently in your mind. And you need to learn how to control that time because it will go by very quickly. And you'll let the material get out of control. And you will be frustrated, and you will frustrate your audience terribly. Learn to take your points, your 6 points, and you know how to move through them and how much time to give to each one. Be careful of over-talking. Be careful of wordiness. Just saying the same thing 3 and 4 times with different words. That drains people. It's tiring. And don't repeat yourself. I once heard this preacher. He was talking to almost 200 young people from the inner city. And it was night, they were tired. And so after about 20 minutes or 25 minutes, he basically was wrapping up his sermon. But he didn't know how to land the plane. And so he basically preached that entire sermon again, another 20 minutes. I was there, I heard this. Now he used different words and different illustrations, but basically he said the same thing. Then when he came to the end of the next 20 minutes, I couldn't believe it. The poor young people, they were asleep. They were in agony. They were suffering. He teaches for another 20 minutes the same thing he's just said. He's lost his audience. and he doesn't even realize it. These kids were sleeping, they were gone, they were frustrated after the meeting, people didn't even want to go back. Don't repeat everything. People can get it, or they can hear the CD later. If something takes 10 minutes to say, don't take 20. Don't over-talk. Don't just keep repeating yourself. It's very frustrating. Now, when you prepare a sermon, here's what I do, and I find this very, very helpful in getting through all these points. I have 6 points. These points are important points to me. Every one of them is a sermon in itself. But I can't give 6 sermons on it. The church won't allow it. I've got to cover this one verse in one sermon. So I've got to know how to move through each point, each of these 6 points, and a time each one. But the first thing I've got to do is know, where's the heart of the sermon? Where do I want the cannons to go off? Where do I want the lightning to strike? Where do I want to come down hard on my application and drive the point home and convict the mind, move the heart, challenge people? Where do I want to do that? I've got to identify that. So for me, it's point five. Point five, I got to look it up here. Always be praying for others. Pray for all the saints. I want to really hit that hard. And I want to challenge the church to be praying for one another in this great battle we're in with Satan and his whole demonic host. We need to be bearing up one another in prayer. We need to be doing this. So what I do is this. I take my message. I've got it all done. I got my outline, subpoints. I've got my illustration. I lay the whole thing out on a table, and then I have a conversation with myself. So far, I have not been institutionalized for doing this. And I lay the message out, and I identify where is my key point. Where do I want to spend the bulk of my time? Where do I move quickly through the sermon? Where do I slow down? Where do I really fire out what I want to say? Where do I want to walk away from my notes? And I want to just talk to that congregation right from my heart. And I want to tell them, we must be a people of prayer. We want to be a people of prayer. We need to pray for all the saints. That's where I want to spend my time. Now, if I spend too much time on point one, point two, and then I'm only left with 10 minutes, I'm not even going to get to my main point. So it's so important that you, as a teacher, time yourself, mark on your notes where you should be, and know where you want to spend the bulk of your time. That means there will be material you have to dump, material you can't use anymore. And you have to be able to make that judgment while you're speaking. You have to say, well, I can't go into this now because I'm not at my main point. So I have a little conversation with myself. I lay the notes out, and I put even time indicators, markers, by 11:30, according to the way we time it at our church, at 11:30, I have to be at this point. If I'm not at my main point by 11:30, basically I'm not going to get there. And where I really want to emphasize to the congregation in the passage, I have to be there by 11:30. So I have plenty of time to be controlled and relaxed and be able to focus. And very often, the Holy Spirit will bring even better ideas to you. He'll move you, the speaker. But I've got to have time for that big point. So, control the time, control the material, do this by laying it out, know your key points, know about how much time you can spend, learn how to move through your points and not get bogged down and not let the material totally get out of control. And so you are not accomplishing what you feel the Spirit of God wants you to do. This is a very important point. Take seriously what I'm saying to you right now.